You're on your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and exercise is incredibly important for our health and including our heart health, but it's also very important for kids to get out there and exercise too. I'm joined by Trevor Shilton, the Director of Active Living at the Heart Foundation, and we're going to talk getting physical. Trevor, thanks for joining me.
Hello, Jordan.
So exercise, it's just as important for kids.
Yes, absolutely. For all of the same reasons why it's important for us all and for adults, but in children, there's some additional reasons to do with healthy bone and muscle growth, a lot of new evidence about brain development and even academic learning and the contribution that fitness makes to that. And then even if you then go across to the social learning and mental health side of things, children's social learning skills and communicating with other children, their self-esteem, all of this benefits from play and exercise. And then finally, the habits that we establish early in life, there's a lot of evidence of how those hold us in good stead throughout life, whether it's the skills that we learn or the context that we develop or the interaction that we have with friends that we make through the activity that we do. So in families especially, physical activity is important as well, creating an environment and a supportive place for children to be active and enjoy play, enjoy quality time together. So exercise and physical activity, you know, you can tell from all of that, is much broader than just getting up and moving about. It's about growth, development, and social and mental health skills in kids as well.
There's probably a few parents and grandparents listening to this and wondering if their kids are actually active enough. How active should Australian kids be getting?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, internationally, Australian kids are nowhere near as active as we might think. Kids should be getting, in accord with the Australian National Physical Activity Guidelines, at least 60 minutes a day of moderate to vigorous physical activity. So that's play, active play, running about, walking about, having fun with their friends. If you use that benchmark of 60 minutes every day, only about 20% of Australian children are achieving that, which is really comes as quite a shock, actually, to most people that the overwhelming majority of Australians' children are not physically active enough. And all of those benefits that I talked about a moment ago are therefore not available to them because of that. And if you combine that with the fact that a similar figure, 80% of Australian children are exceeding our screen guidelines and sitting down in front of computer games and recreational electronic media, that just further exacerbates the problem.
So I imagine, well, like you said, with screens, kids probably aren't as active nowadays as the generations before and even before that.
Yeah, it's important that when we talk about screens, what I'm talking about is things like computer games, television, and screen time that might otherwise replace healthy playtime. So we're not talking about history homework or assignments or the good uses, if you like, of technology to enhance our learning. We're talking about screens as recreation. And that's particularly screen time that falls into what I call that critical window of opportunity between when you get home from school and when dinner's on the table, 3 to 6 p.m., when we prefer kids were riding their bike, playing with their friends, getting active and getting healthy, rather than sitting in front of a computer or playing a video game. So as I said before, the national guideline for screen time, recreational screen time for kids, is less than 2 hours a day, and 80% of children are exceeding that guideline. So it's a unfortunate critical storm that we've got 80% of our kids not active enough and also 80% of our kids sitting too much. And that will lead to bad health outcomes if it's not something we address as a community.
Of course, kids are going to be going back to school and they're, you know, sitting down for the majority of the day. What can parents, grandparents, caregivers do to ensure that their kids are still getting enough exercise during the day?
There's a lot we can do as parents and caregivers and teachers, anyone else in the community actually that supports children. But there is a key role for parents. One of the key things to understand about, I guess, children, and you only have to observe children to see this, is that there's nothing inherent about them that makes them sedentary. If you send a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old outside, they'll find a stick, they'll find a leaf, they'll find a pet or a friend, and they will play. children are naturally active. And it's equally true that if you sit them in front of a television, then of course they'll be sedentary. So it's just providing opportunities for kids to be active. I have a friend who works in research in this area, and he breaks his entire lifetime of research down to three words, which is send them outside. But there's other things you can do as families as well. Encourage children to walk and cycle to school. Perhaps if you have the opportunity, walk to school with them. Just remember at birthdays and Christmases that there's still a role for bats and balls and boogie boards and bathers. That's just stuff beginning with B, by the way. It doesn't have to be the computer game that gets under the Christmas tree. And remembering family activities when you're going out, incorporate a bushwalk. By all means, pack the barbecue, pack the sausages, but maybe pack the bat, the ball, and the frisbee as well.
No worries. Well, Trevor, we are just out of time, but anything quickly you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think it's really important to recognise that this is a whole of community responsibility. So we've been talking about parents, but it's equally important for local governments and schools and sport and recreation, any other adult-led organisation that interacts with children, to realise that this is a whole of community responsibility and not just a parent responsibility.
No worries. Well, Trevor, thank you so much for your time today.
That's been my pleasure. Thank you.
That was Trevor Shilton, the Director of Active Living with the Heart Foundation, on your Classic Hits Breakfast.